You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director. And with me today, I have international trainer and international speaker, Executive Director Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
Brandon, I'm in the middle of working on BNI University right now, so we're going to have to take a little break so I can work on that, finish a couple things. Oh, wait, that's what the podcast is about today.
I was just about to say, that's great that you have it open on your laptop, because yeah, I thought we would talk about university today.
Perfect timing.
For the topic. That is. So obviously, we're going to be talking about BNI University today. For the members out there that are listening, if you have not signed into BNI University, it's a very simple task. Reach out to your local director and they can get you pointed in the right direction.
Yes. How about we tell them?
Is that cool?
That's cool.
Okay, awesome. So you can go to www.bniuniversity.com. And the sign-in is your email that's connected to BNI Connect. And the temporary password is 123456.
Correct.
Once you enter into there, it will have you set your password. And from there, you have full access to university.
Excellent. I think that's a great opportunity for people to do it right now. If they haven't done it before, top of mind, let's go do it right now. Or better yet,
okay,
they could log in on their app right now.
Oh, but disclaimer, unless you're driving and listening to this.
That is an important detail. Thank you, Brandon.
Don't text and drive. That's the longest intro we've ever had to a podcast.
It's okay. It's all good.
I think we should build on it. So you're into university now. And first and foremost, I want to say I've loved the embracing that the members have had with university thus far. I've seen a handful of new members complete their member success program training through it. We do our best to keep the reporting up. That will only get better as time goes for your directors, for you guys personally. But of course, you get certificates that you can pass on to your leadership team to show your completion, things on those lines. But I want to be very specific. Okay, I've been in BNI for about 9 years. Vince, how much time do you have?
About 20.
Okay. Nice smile on his face. Yes, I know. And let's not lie. If you've been in BNI that long, you've seen some things come and go, right? And with any good business or any business in general, you need to try and you're going to have failures or you're probably not trying hard enough. But I want to be very clear. BNI University is probably one of the most strategic professional platforms I've seen with BNI as far as online learning goes, and it's not going anywhere. That's what I really want to push. This is not going anywhere. We're going to only be improving it and using it more as we go on. So if you haven't even signed in to test it out, obviously we walked you through that. Just go in, test it out, and check it out, because there's a lot of great things in there.
And while it's not, I mean, it's not complete yet. It is still a work in progress. There's still additional training content being added. There will be content reports and documents and other things added all the time. But the important piece is that it is there for you to access anytime, anywhere. When you have a few free moments, it tracks your activity. If you want to start a class and you only have 15 minutes to work on it right now, it allows you the opportunity to basically save where you've left off and come back at that very spot. Yeah. So I think it's really important to point out that piece. You don't have to start all over.
Right. Right. And you don't need to knock it all out at once either. That's, I think, the best feedback I've gotten is a lot of, and I'm going to use trades as an example, where their office is basically their truck.
Correct.
They have access to this on a tablet or on a phone, and it allows them to do their training in those little bits and pieces. And you know, honestly, I'd safe to say if you commit a half an hour a week, you would probably knock out member success program within a month. If not,
oh, I think within a couple of weeks, probably.
Yeah, right? It's great content in there.
I mean, you figure the average person is going to spend 3 plus or minus hours on member success programs. So in 2 weeks, if you gave 30 minutes a day, that's going to be plenty of time.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to get it done within 2 weeks.
And hopefully you can block that out. We were just talking to somebody about blocking things out in their schedules, and something I could probably work
on. And we recently talked about it on a podcast.
Oh, that's right, our time podcast. I do love that podcast. That was
That's a good one. We can't digress. We've got to stay on topic.
You can tell we're kind of... No, we actually wrote out a frame for this one. So another thing about BNI University, it is done by Skooks. Is that the best way to say it? Done by Skooks?
The platform is Skooks.
And one of the agreements that Skooks has is that the education for BNI is in its own little room, if you will. But we have access to their whole platform, and some of the training that is offered by Skooks is used by some very large companies. Is Subway, is that a correct one?
Subway is one of them.
Okay, yep. And their trainings and things like that are also available to us. Some you pay for, some are free, and you can filter it and narrow it down. But it's just kind of like the concept of BNI in your chapter is one thing, but realizing BNI as a global or even just as the U.S., it's so much bigger than your chapter. This online training can be somewhat the same.
When I pulled it up, Brandon, while you mentioned it, there's the course marketplace, and there's over 10,000 courses available. Some of the topics: business skills, personal development, office productivity, technology, Microsoft, the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, obviously focus on your BNI education right now. Get used to it. Educate yourself and track your CEUs when you put the time in. For every hour you spend in university, translate to 1 point as a CEU as far as training goes. But realize there's so much more to this, and we're going to keep improving it as we go forward.
And to your point, moving forward, as I said, there are other features and things, benefits that are coming. A future benefit is that BNI University will speak to BNI Connect and track those CEUs for you, giving you one less thing that you have to go in and do. Now, with the use of apps and technology, it's not too difficult. But in the future, they'll take those 60 minutes and convert it to one CEU for you.
Perfect. Perfect.
Do we have any competitive members, people that are competitive that are in BNI?
Well, I'm sitting across from one, just to be very clear.
Really? But, who? Yeah,
Vince Vignieri is his name. Great guy. You should meet him sometime because you are him. That got weird. But, no, we have very competitive members in BNI, specifically BNI Heartland, I can guarantee you.
Well, and so my point there is you can pull up your chapter and look at the leaderboard. You can pull up the leaderboard for our region. You can see those kinds of things. So you can challenge Brandon to finish something or listen to more, or I can assign content to him and track that he's gotten it done. These are all things that are part of our core values, specifically accountability.
Yep.
But also lifelong learning, and of course, tradition plus innovation.
Leaderboard, you've got recognition.
Absolutely.
By educating yourself, you make a better member. That's a giver's gain. You got any more on the list we can knock out?
Well, it's kind of hard to build relationships online, but when you have one-to-ones and challenge people, that's part of your building relationships.
There you go. So I like that.
I think we could argue that 6 out of 7, and since this is all about positive member influence, there's positive attitude. We've now touched all 7.
That's awesome. Vince, I have another question. Do you think our listeners right now listen to podcasts?
Well, I would hope so.
Because this is...
a podcast.
It answered itself. You can actually access all the podcasts, Power of One.
BNI and the Power of One podcast is on BNI University. Our podcast, the Regional Heartland Regional Podcast, is on University. And of course, BNI Podcast, Ivan Meisner, and the BNI Podcast is on there. So all of them that we promote actively are available through BNI University.
And I had a member tell me the other day, she listens to more podcasts now through university than she ever listened to before. And she just pops it on in her car, goes through her Bluetooth and everything. So she's concentrating on driving, but she's getting her education while she's going to her next appointment and getting credit in university at the same time.
Well, and the content is so robust that's in here for BNI and for our members. Our conference breakouts, our podcasts we've talked about, our reporting, Power of One reports, things like that are all going to be housed here. So there's one place to go for really all the education pieces for you as a member, for your chapter, et cetera?
I mean, really, we were just excited to talk about university, and we wanted to put out all the different things out there to hopefully encourage you to, A, get into BNI University or get back into BNI University. If you signed in and completed Member Success Program, remember, there's other stuff on there for you to do. And like Vince said, very robust and great information. I have to share a story, though, because you know me. I love stories. So when I was going through the Member Success Program training, which for most of you know, I actually do that training live, they talked about conflict resolution. And after I listened to that module, I reached out to Vince and I said, you know, was it more than just BNI that was involved on this content? Because that part really spoke out to me. Because I'm sorry, when you put three people in a room for a long period of time, no matter what you're doing, you'll have some sort of conflict. It is bound to happen. For them to do that training and offer it to members, I think doesn't just help you in your chapter, but it's going to help you in your professional world too. Because we all deal with conflict, and it really is how you deal with it is how it's going to get resolved.
Totally agree, Brandon.
Any final thoughts?
I would just encourage everybody to get out there, new member, veteran member. Veteran members, I'm going to, I guess, speak directly to you first. This is an opportunity to go back through the pieces of Member Success Program that you said, oh, I've got to go back and relook at my notes, or I really should go back and go through Member Success Program. I encourage you to go through and look at those modules and say, you know, Vince is right. Brandon's right. I'm going to go do that module. And I hope that when you complete that module, you say to yourself, well, I might as well do the rest.
Yep.
For our new members, those of you that are just brand new into BNI or future new members, you have the ability to access the training at your fingertips basically the day after you are added to the roster within BNI Connect. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that you joined the chapter today, you were accepted, you were added to BNI Connect. Tomorrow you have access to BNI University. Let's say yesterday was the face-to-face training that Brandon was talking about. And let's just say it's not offered for another 30 days.
Yep.
Instead of waiting those 30 days, you can get in and start learning and becoming a better member, a more effective, a more efficient, a more productive member immediately. And complete Member Success Program and have your name put on the speaker rotation so that you can be on there to give your feature presentation even sooner. And it just gives you the opportunity to start your learning in BNI today. So for all of our members, I really do encourage you to get online, start becoming more active and more productive within BNI University. I'm biased, I get that, but I think you'll love it. I really do. It's one of the best things that I've seen in my 20 years of BNI, and it was done very, very well with adult learning in mind. So I hope you all take that as a challenge, and the next time you see me, you can say, hey, Vince, I did that. Hey, Vince, I did that. Thank you. And to all of our members, thank you for your commitment to BNI and our core values. Brandon, you want to sign us off?
For our listeners, this is a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince and I were excited about this one, and I think you closed it off perfectly. So I'm just going to say, I look forward to talking to you all on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.